This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Within a 24-hour period, the number of deaths globally from COVID-19 jumped from more than 315,000 to more than 318,000. The infection rate climbed to more than 4.8 million. In the United States, the death rate climbed to more than 90,000 with 1.5 million confirmed cases. Fox News Channel's Neil Cavuto urged the network's viewers not to follow President Trump, who says that he has taken an anti-malaria drug as a protection against the coronavirus. Mr. Trump made the revelation at a news conference that he had been taking the drug hydroxychloroquine to ward off the virus, despite the warnings of medical researchers that it has a potential fatal side effects. Cavuto, after the news conference, called the revelation stunning. The news anchor, who suffers from multiple sclerosis, says people in vulnerable health should not follow the president's example. Cavuto's words carry weight because Fox is the network of choice for many of the president's supporters. The WHO says that it will conduct an independent evaluation of the global coronavirus response, and it will be launched as soon as possible. That is what was promised by Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus during a virtual meeting of the WHO's decision-making body, the World Health Assembly, on Monday. He added that the organization is committed to transparency, accountability, and continuous improvement. U.S. President Donald Trump has fiercely questioned the WHO's performance during the pandemic and led international criticism of China's handling of the early stages of the crisis. The review was on Monday, seemingly supported by Chinese President Xi Jinping, who had previously opposed calls for a review of the origin and spread of the novel coronavirus. This is VOA News. Britain expanded its testing scheme on Monday to allow anyone aged over 5 with COVID-19 symptoms to book a test to see if they have it. That's according to the health minister, Matt Hancock. Hancock also said the government had recruited 21,000 staff to work for its tracing system designed to find those who have had contact with someone who has the coronavirus. The expanded testing program and track and trace program are key parts of Britain's plan to move back to normalcy after a viral outbreak, which has killed more than 40,000 people, according to government statistics, which includes deaths due to suspected cases. Britain has already eased some of the restrictions implemented 8 weeks ago to limit the spread of the virus, but remains on high alert in case the rate of transmission begins to rise again. If the number of cases continues to fall, Britain hopes to begin reopening schools and other parts of its shuttered economy over the coming months. Restaurant owners have given U.S. President Trump a dire accounting of the widespread damage the coronavirus pandemic has dealt to their industry and have asked him to tweak a loan program for small businesses to address their concerns. The president put a hopeful spin on their situation, saying encouraging news on vaccines and treatment efforts could negate the bad news. The president was in good spirits Monday, noting that the financial markets were up as states continue to loosen economic restrictions on businesses and following Modern Inc.'s announcement of encouraging news and early work on a vaccine development. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham is scheduling a vote that would allow him to subpoena more than 50 current and former officials who were involved in a Justice Department's investigation of Russian involvement in the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign. President Trump and his allies have launched a broad election year attack on the investigation as a deep state conspiracy. The list of people Graham wants to subpoena includes the former FBI Director James Comey, the former FBI Director, Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, and former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, as well as former CIA Director John Brennan. U.S. officials say that they have proven a link between the gunman and the deadly December attack at the Pensacola Naval Air Station and Al-Qaeda. The officials say that the gunman, a Saudi Air Force officer, was meticulous in his planning and had been radicalized overseas for at least 5 years. The gunman killed 3 U.S. sailors before he was killed by a sheriff's deputy during the rampage at a classroom building where he had been undergoing flight training. The FBI learned of the contacts between Mohammed Saeed and operatives of Al-Qaeda after breaking the encryption on cell phones that had been previously locked and that the shooter tried to destroy. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.